I wanted to get back to the question about customers versus promoting the business right away. Do you mind if I do that for a moment?
You jump in.
Okay.
What is your name again?
It's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. And I also agree with her completely. Your system, Tim, has helped so much, both me and my fiancé, who we are in the same company as you, but I definitely respect your you don't want to disclose that, and I completely understand why. So, but I just wanted to say that you have helped tremendously, not only in our business, but just in our communication skills in general. So
wow.
Many people from all, you know, friends, family, relatives, other business contacts from other businesses as well are noticing, and it's been incredibly helpful just learning to be a better listener and communicator. So I wanted to also thank you for that.
Thank you for that. Wow, that means the world to me.
Of course, and so it's definitely working, and I agree with Irene on that. But I had a specific question about, because I heard you say to Irene that after you send someone to Brilliant Compensation and then they understand network marketing and some lights have turned on for them and they're like, oh, and they're starting to get it. And then, of course, you would, you know, tie in your company through, you know, maybe going back to talking about the trends or whatever. At that point, I heard you say that you would usually put them on a product, and after they've been on a product for a while, then maybe they you'd talk about promoting it as a business. Do you always do it, or how does it work? How do you do that?
Do I always do it?
What I mean is, do you always recommend that they get on the product first and become a customer first and then get involved in the business if it makes sense, or do you sometimes promote business first? You know, top, up, or bottom down, healthy. You know what I mean?
All right. Are you in nutrition or skincare?
Nutrition.
Okay. What I did is specifically, you know, is once you find out what that person, like, let's say, Nadira,
mm-hmm.
right, in that call. You know, obviously I find out that she is a doctor. You know who I'm talking about with Nadira, right?
Yes, and Professional Desire.
Yeah, she's one of the live calls. Okay, so I find out from Nadira that she works in doctor's offices.
Right.
And that she is a doctor. And so I kind of from that point detected which direction I wanted to go with her. And so then I just ask questions about her. I ask what her interests are, what she likes doing, things like that. And ask her if she takes nutrition products. In other words, all of these things I did when I sat down with her. So I'm kind of getting a feel with what direction she's going to want to go. Now, I just make it a policy that the person has to know how to sell products.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she recruits somebody into her business, what in the devil is she going to teach them how to do?
Right.
You know, as if she can't sell a product, if she can't get a customer, and I bring her into business, and she brings someone else into business, then what is she going to teach that person to do?
Right.
And so I make it a requirement that she has to be able to close 50% of her prospects before I'll let her recruit anybody.
Wow, okay.
And now, it just so happens that if she can do it in the first three or four customers, then fine. If it takes her 50 people before she can ever close 50%, then, you know, then that's what happens. But I want her to have the skills to be able to get a customer. Otherwise, you know, we're just building a big consumption company instead of building a selling company.
Right. Okay.
I don't really let a person go out and recruit until they can get customers because
that makes total sense to me.
I have had the most headaches with people who just run and gun and just recruit, and you know they end up damaging and leaving kind of dead bodies laying around, and you know, and then I end up getting phone calls from my 10th level of people saying, you know, my upline didn't support me, and you know, things like that. And so it ends up causing me about 10 times the amount of work instead of just training that person how to do it right the first time. If you can't get a customer, then he can't teach anybody to get customers.
Right.
And so then he's going to teach people to bring people into the business and consume the product, and but yet that was just really seducing them into the business with the lure of money and then switching and saying, you're just going to consume the product and find others to consume the product.
Exactly. That's great. Well, it's just, I mean, we actually have a similar upline, Tim, and you know, our upline is awesome, but, you know, my upline in particular, I guess I should say my majority partner, my direct upline, is very much focused on recruiting, you know, and he's just, of course, he's like, well, that's where the money is, and I understand that, but at the same time, I was never really taught how important it was to get customers. I was at, like, you know, corporate meetings and events, and I would hear you speak, and I was just listening to you on tape the other day talking about selling vitamins and minerals, but it's just, I don't know. I guess I've been pulled in both directions because here I've been told to just, you know, recruit, and then yet Brilliant Compensation completely changed my life and the way I looked at everything, and so I just felt pulled, like, which one do I do? So,
well, what feels good?
As of recently, because I'm per your suggestion, I've been reading the Kim Claver book. That the 100 customers in 100 days makes a lot of sense to me. And of course, with the new product that we're launching as well, I'm really excited about that. And so I'm thinking, wow, now's a great time to make a shift to being more product oriented and at least give it a go. You know, because I've had success doing the recruiting, but I've had a lot of dropout as well. And I think it's because when people got started, they didn't know what to do, you know, and I was training them what my upline was telling me to do, and a lot of people were dropping out like flies not long after they signed up.
That's right. That's the whole point. That's what I meant by the dead wood. In other words, you bring somebody in the business, and then they're not taught what to do, and so they can't survive. And so when people say that recruiting is where the money is, no, that's where the temporary money is.
Okay.
All right, because when the company went through its media scrutiny and my check went from $70,000 a month to $16,000 a month,
right.
The great question that I actually asked myself, and this was the most brilliant question I've ever asked, because if you can imagine, you know, your check, is it actually wasn't 70, it was 68. And so 68,000, and then like the next month it drops to 51. The next month it drops to like 39, right? And it stopped at about 16,000 a month. The most brilliant question I ever asked myself was, why did it stop?
Right.
Now, why do you think it stopped?
Because all the guys that were out there recruiting dropped out.
That's right. Why did it stop at 16 grand a month?
Because you didn't have customers. It was all just recruiting.
No. Why did it stop at 16,000 a month? Why didn't it fall down to zero?
Because they were the ones that were doing the business.
Okay. No.
They were the loyal customers.
Those were the customers.
Yeah.
Okay, in other words, I had a level of $16,000 a month of commissional volume, so whatever the actual volume is, it was several million dollars of volume,
right,
of people who were consuming the products. They were customers. So I had $16,000 worth of a bonus check of customers. If I didn't have any customers, that thing would have fell to zero. And that's when I realized what this game is all about. That in the heyday, in the no problems, in the you can't do anything wrong stage of a business's growth, it almost doesn't matter what you do. But then there's going to come a humbling day when everything gets rude. It might not be media scrutiny. It might be, you know, somebody in your upline who jumps to another company and recruits everybody out from underneath you.
Right.
In other words, there's all kind of things that can happen. But when that happens, what's it going to actually fall down to? It's going to fall down to how many customers you accumulated. And so that's the reason that that when I went back and built another leg, that it was all about that people would be able to get customers. Otherwise, what in the devil are we going to be duplicating here?
Right. That totally makes sense.